across the country in February 2025. The operation led to simultaneous raids at 19 smuggling locations nationwide, resulting in the seizure of 1.2 tons of narcotics, including cannabis, ecstasy, and cocaine, valued at around 1 trillion rupiahs or over $60 million. In a press conference on Monday, the head of the National Narcotics Agency, Martinus Hukom, explained that the operation relied on a combination of human and technology-based intelligence, focusing on 10 priority areas. The intelligence operation used both human and technological approaches, with teams deployed to 10 high-risk areas vulnerable to drug smuggling, including the waters of Sumatra, the Malacca Strait, the land borders of West and North Kalimantan, and the western seas of Sulawesi. Hukom also mentioned that ongoing intelligence operations target drug syndicates across borders and islands, as well as fugitives inside and outside the country. Coordinating Minister Budi Gunadi stated that the operation shows progress in making Indonesia's anti-drug efforts more effective and focused, with drug packages and vehicles shown as evidence.
The Maritime Security Agency proposes the creation of an Indonesian Coast Guard. Andi Romdoni has the details.
Head of the Maritime Security Agency, Vice Admiral Irfansyah, proposed strengthening the agency to become the official Indonesian Coast Guard to ensure a more effective and complete maritime security system. He shared this proposal during a hearing with the Maritime Security Working Committee of Commission 1 at the Indonesian House of Representatives in Jakarta on Monday.
Sangatlah penting bagi Indonesia memiliki Indonesia Coast Guard.
It is crucial for Indonesia to have an Indonesian Coast Guard capable of carrying out all the duties of a universal Coast Guard in a comprehensive and concrete way. The agency must be strengthened to become the Indonesian Coast Guard so it can be more adaptive, responsive, and inclusive in ensuring security, safety, and law enforcement in Indonesian waters and areas of jurisdiction. Meanwhile, Head of Commission 1, Ahmad Heriawan, highlighted the importance of improving maritime security as part of national defense. He explained that the Maritime Security Agency has a key role in protecting Indonesia from maritime threats and crimes, and should be the leading agency in responding to maritime security violations. Andi Ramdoni reporting.
Next up, we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Wildlife Conservation for the Future of People and Planet with Ana Prijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on wildlife conservation for the future of people and planet. March the 3rd is commemorated by the world community as World Wildlife Day. Since 2014, World Wildlife Day has been a reminder to the public to raise awareness of the importance of conserving wildlife and their habitats. This year, the theme is Wildlife Conservation Finance, Investing in People and Planet. Quoting the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species and Wild Fauna and Flora page, its Secretary General Yvonne Higuero said that wildlife conservation financing is about conserving plant and animal species in the wild. This contributes to the conservation of the planet's biodiversity that supports all ecosystems and communities around the world. Funding for conservation is very important, not just to save endangered animals, but also to invest in human and the planet. It cannot be denied that the existence of wildlife has an important role in the ecosystem. Indonesia is a habitat for around 17% of all wildlife in the world. Some are endangered, such as the Sumatran and Tapanuli orangutans, the Sumatran tiger, the Javan rhinoceros, and others. To maintain their sustainability, of course, various efforts must be made, and this is not only the government's job. Everyone has a responsibility to maintain the sustainability of wildlife. This can be done by increasing awareness of the importance of conservation and supporting all efforts to do so, taking part in preventing illegal wildlife trade and reducing consumption that damages the environment, especially those from protected wildlife. No less important is to realize the efforts to maintain the sustainability of wildlife through conservation, not just to maintain their population. There is a bigger goal, namely maintaining the balance of the ecosystems for the present and the future. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Today's quote of the day by Pramudia Anandapur. No matter how smart someone is, forgotten by society and history, writing is a way to live on forever.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. The features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RSC Radio on mobile application. We present various programs for news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some say this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai seafood or lengkitang. Thank you.
Next up is Indonesian Wonder about Yiliya. For those of you who wants to go to an amazing few destination in Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Giliiang, located in Sumenep Regency, Madura Island, which is the best place to experience the freshest air in Indonesia. With an oxygen level of 20.9%, it surpasses other regions. Giliiang has been recognized as the second best oxygen zone in the world, following the Dead Sea in Jordan. This island even went viral as the island of eternal youth. Giliiang also offers various attractions around the island, such as Batu Cangga, a steep cliff facing the Java Sea. In the local language, Batu Cangga means rock that supports a cliff. This natural wonder features hollow formations resembling tunnels, naturally supported by rocks that look like pillars of a house. Covering an area of 9.15 square kilometers, the island can be explored within just a day. However, if you wish to stay longer and enjoy its fresh air, locals offer their homes for rent at negotiable prices. To reach Giliiang, you can take a sea taxi, a term used by the people of Dungkak. The sea taxi is a motorized wooden boat. The journey to Giliiang by sea taxi takes about 30 to 40 minutes from Dungkak Harbor, depending on weather conditions and wave height. The distance between Giliiang and Dungkak Harbor is about 9 kilometers, while the distance from Dungkak Harbor to Sumenep City Center is about 30 kilometers. Dungkak Harbor and Giliiang are separated by the Java Sea. Giliiang has two docks, Ropet Beach in Banras Village, located on the eastern tip of the island, which serves as a port for fishermen, and a passenger dock in Banchamara Village on the island's western tip. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
EV is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look in the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal-fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Teaches you about in Bima.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Bima. Di Bima, which means in Bima. You will listen to a conversation about di dalam kamar, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. The monologue is by Chris, a vlogger from Australia, who is recording a vlog about his hotel room around Sub Airport, Sumbawa Island, West Nusa Tenggara. Let's listen to his monologue. Setelah menempuh perjalanan dari Kabupaten Bima, malam ini saya menginap di sebuah hotel di dekat Pelabuhan Sape. Kapal saya berangkat besok pagi. Ini kamar saya. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. After listening to the monologue, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, di dalam kamar, which means inside the room. I will say it two times slowly, please repeat after me. Di dalam, which means inside. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Meja, meja, which means table. Lemari, lemari, which means wardrobe. Televisi, televisi, which means television. AC, AC, which means air conditioner. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Menempuh, which means go through. Perjalanan, which means trip. Kabupaten Bima, which means Bima Regency. Menginap, which means stay. Pelabuhan Sape, which means Sape Port. Kapal, which means ship. In the monologue, there is the expression, di dalam kamar ada meja, televisi, dan AC. Di dalam kamar ada meja, lemari, televisi, dan AC. Which means, inside the room, there are table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. There is the adverb, di dalam, which means, inside. It shows a particular location or place, namely a space that contains something. The expression di dalam, which means inside, in the monologue, shows an hotel room that contains a table, wardrobe, television, and air conditioner. Other example. Let's listen to another use of di dalam, which means inside, in another sentence. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Di dalam kapal ada restoran. Which means, inside the ship, there is a restaurant. Chris menyimpan kameranya di dalam tas khusus. Which means, Chris puts his camera inside a special bag. In Indonesia, there are some variations of places to stay. Besides hotel, which means hotel, there are also wisma, which means guest house. Losmen, which means inn. Penginapan, which means lodge. Pondok, which means cottage.
nonton bola, bang, nonton bola. Nonton bola, bang, nonton bola. Bangunnya siang, setelah tan. Diomelin sama istri yang tak kerja mata perintah. Minya besok, dipulang lagi. Nonton bola, bersama-sama. Nonton Liga Eropa atau Liga Indonesia. Bangunnya siang, ketelatan. Potong gaji bulan depan. Nonton bola, di pos jaga RT5. Bersama dukung persepak bola Indonesia. Menang kalah tak masalah, karena sportivitas adalah yang paling utama. Jangan lupa beli kacang, martabak manis, telur yang kita nonton dari jam 9. Nonton bola, bang, nonton bola. Persepak bola, Indonesia. Teriak-teriak dan senang deh, begadang ampe jam 5. Lantas si pomelin, ampe RT. Nonton bola emang seru, sering kali kita nampuan tegangan.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Forest is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Indonesia.
Menuju ke dalamnya. Bila ku sujud karena takut api neraka, bukakanlah untukku lebar-lebar pintunya. Hatiku bersih bukan untuk tapi suci. Ku buka hati bukan hanya unjuk gigi. Ku buka raja ku hambamu ya Robi. Ku buat lagu ini bukan untuk jutaan kopi. Di tengah laut biru ku bagai buih-buih. Ku manusia merasa bagai tanpa hati. Tanpamu ilahi, tanpamu ya Robi. Ku akan tersesat di jalan yang penuh duri. Ampuni aku ya Tuhan, beri ku izin untuk kembali ke jalanmu yang benar yang lazim. Karena kau ya Rahman, karena kau ya Rahim. Jauhkanlah diriku dari setan yang zolim. Robbi, berilah padaku petunjuk dan juga hidayah darimu. Ya Robbi, tunjukkanlah jalan yang benar menuju ke dalam jalanmu.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Papua titled Tatinggal di Papua. Written by Stephen Welly, this song is performed in the Papuan language and tells the story of someone deeply missing his hometown in Papua. The lyrics beautifully capture the essence of Papua's natural wonders, namely its majestic mountains, lush valleys, serene beaches, and the iconic bird of paradise. It's a song that makes you feel like your heart is left behind in the beauty of Papua. Well, listener, here is the song Tatinggal di Papua by Pacino Gay. Enjoy!
Satu hati suka tinggal di gunung-gunung, di lembah-lembah, di Papua.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this, Voice of Indonesia will always stay here with you, where you can watch online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRT Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And for listener, if you want to send your critic suggestion and also information, you can send it through our social media: Facebook account The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 8212381213. Thank you so much, Voi listener. My name is Ray, and always stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率3325千赫和4755千赫。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我 Nova Gassim， 祝你身体健康。作为您穆斯林听众朋友，祝您斋戒月快乐，愿真主接受你的斋戒，并在生活中得到祝福。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息，本台也想给你们播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的歌曲，还有印度尼西亚美丽，给你介绍印度尼西亚各种各样的土特。好吧，开始本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。收听新闻。Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统 Prabowo Subianto 对印度尼西亚全国穆斯林完成斋戒表示祝贺，从东于2025年2月28日星期五在雅加达哈林普达纳古苏玛空军基地发表声明中转达了此祝贺。总统还表达了建议，并表示愿真主接受进行的崇拜。此次之际，布拉沃苏比安多还呼吁印度尼西亚全体穆斯林的和平，庄严地度过这个神圣的月份，希望斋月能成为所有穆斯林增强信仰、传播善良的动力。印度尼西亚国家发展计划部长兼国家发展计划局局长 Rahmat Pamudi 表示，丹兰达拉投资管理局必须成为鼓励战略投资的主要推动力。 以提高印度尼西亚的竞争力。引述国家发展计划局发布的新闻声明报道称，拉哈曼·班布迪上周在与仍然带来投资管理局首席执行官罗山·罗斯拉尼的会晤中表示，必须确保所有管理的投资都能对经济和公共福利产生真正的影响。会议讨论了加强战略协同与合作，以解决社会经济的问题，特别是消除贫困、障碍粮食安全和创造高质量就业机会等等议题。拉哈曼·巴穆迪和罗山·罗斯拉尼还讨论了可能开发的各种投资管理模式，包括好像新加坡和中国的模式。作为后续的行动，基层国家发展计划部兼国家发展计划机部已经准备好通过与仍然带来指定联合两界备网路来进行合作，以便能够良好的协调所采取的措施，并最佳的利用现有的资源。印度尼西亚国家发展计划领导人强调，他方致力于继续支持仍然带来开展对国家经济增长产生广泛影响的投资工作。印度尼西亚宗教部长纳扎鲁丁·乌马强调，印度尼西亚是七大穆斯林国家中斋月经典最为隆重的国家。2025年3月3日星期一，由雅加达省宗教部办公室的伊斯兰学校教育部门组织的题为 Ramadan Dihati 在心里的斋月的伊斯兰研讨活动中提出了这一点。他说，整个跨越这个神圣的月份离不开家庭，包括宗教部内部的家庭在营造更好的斋月氛围中所发挥的作用。我们非常肯定宗教事务部同意更好的宣传斋月，那么是对印度尼西亚的穆斯林来说将具有决定性的意义。我们确实非常成功，同时也看到这好的事在世界所有穆斯林国家中斋月的热闹程度确实比不上印度尼西亚。没有一个国家像印度尼西亚一样在斋月的热闹程度上如此至高。当时宗教部长纳扎鲁尼·乌马尔对雅加达特区宗教部在向社会关注宗教价值观方面所做的努力表示赞赏。他强调了印度尼西亚的斋月文化如何带来积极的变化，包括增加宗教团体之间的宽容和对斋戒。